The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We do subscribe to five, but of course, we never know what's coming when, so it's always a mixed bag here. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day, 12 Yays of the Season. Big joy starts with small sparks. Try one or all of these festive acts to fill your days with light and spread it to others, regardless of what holidays you happen to celebrate. First, start with gratitude. Before your morning coffee, name one person you're thankful for and send them a quick thinking of you text. Instant yay. Next, offer a compliment. Tell a stranger something kind and be specific with your praise. The pleasure you'll give will be contagious. Send joy by snail mail. Handwrite a thank you note or a card. The envelope may be small, but the gesture is mighty. 4. Give a local boost. Donate to a food pantry, an animal shelter, or a toy drive that speaks to your heart. I will say, when it comes to animal shelters, you know what they love? Your old towels. So, if you get new towels for Christmas or something, give the local animal shelter your old ones. 5. Light it up. Whether it's a menorah, twinkle lights, or a single candle, pause for a breath as you watch the glow. 6. Break bread together. Share a batch of cookies, a gluten-free challah, or even store-bought sweets. Giving is the real treat. Make a family memory. Invite everyone to pick a song, dish, or decoration. Shared laughter equals perfect plans. 8. Rock around the block. Hide a stone painted with a kind saying, or leave a happy note in your neighborhood. It'll make someone stay. 9. Add some sparkle. Wear something that makes you smile. Say sequins, lightning bolts, or your favorite bright color. Dopamine dressing really works. 11. Stop and recharge. Power down for an hour. Light candles. Sip cocoa. And just be where your feet are. And last, end with awe. Step outside, look up, and find one thing that makes you say, wow. The best yays are free. And there have been instances lately where people could see the aurora borealis if they stayed up late enough, which I don't. From Real Simple, safety first, fall la 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 la. Be careful out there, especially when you're stringing up your annual winter wonderland of lights. During the holidays, about 160 U.S. residents suffer a decorating-related injury every day, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And more than 40% of those incidents involve falls. To stay secure, listen to the American Ladder Institute. Who knew there is one? A trade organization that promotes safe climbing. Inspect your ladder for loose parts or instability. Put it on a flat surface. Wear slip-resistant shoes while on it. And face the ladder at all times, maintaining at least 3 points of contact, both hands and 1 foot, or both feet and 1 hand. Because a trip to the ER is on no one's holiday to-do list. From Good Housekeeping, celebrate in style. Fill your space with seasonal sizzle, from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day, with elegant transitional decor and gorgeous greenery. One option or tip, let citrus be the star. A mixture of dried lemon and orange slices strung on delicate ribbon can make any tree a stunner. Use full fruits or faux ones for the mantle, star decor, and candles add a cheery vibe that can work throughout the fall and winter. Layer fruit and foliage. Spruce up a table runner with fresh pears, stems foraged from your yard, and taper candles. This budget-friendly setup is perfectly imperfect and can be recreated with whatever natural elements or produce you have at home, explains Blesser House's Lauren Shaver. Plus, it has a low profile, so guests can still see across the table for conversation. And it makes a very pretty table. Like I said, it was just some snipped greens from outside, some pears, some candles. Very lovely. Dress up framed art. Pressed for time, simply drape lush garland over your favorite framed pieces on the wall. That looks nice. Fashion a festive entrance. Frame your front doorway with embellished garland and center a matching wreath below it. And people assume the rest of the house looks that way inside. Create a bow bonanza. Digital creative Melanie Lissick used floral wire to cover her tree with pre-tied velvet bows, so the bows stand tall and look more prominent. She kept their tails long and sprinkled in tinsel for a nostalgic touch. It's very colorful. Decorate surprising spaces. Here's one way to add holiday spirit. Put a wreath on the bar. Delight guests by introducing little moments throughout the home that make every gathering feel special, memorable, and cohesive, says designer Marie Flanagan. Another tip, add greenery to the dining room. Tuck a simply sparkling tree in a corner and display the ornaments as a centerpiece. So they've got a tree that just has lights on it in the corner, and then on the table they've got a big bowl that has a few pine cones and a bunch of ornaments and stuff in it. Very lovely. From Good Housekeeping, how to be kinder. We all have opportunities to build our be nice muscles. Take a moment to think about a time when someone helped you out. Maybe a stranger fed your expired parking meter, or a person offered to lift your heavy suitcase into the overhead bin. You never know how a small act of kindness is going to be helpful for someone else, says Kelly Harding, MD, an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University, and the author of The Rabbit Effect. So I'll spell her last name, Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N-G, The Rabbit Effect. But it's really important to remember those moments in your own life and pay it forward to other people. In fact, research shows that doing thoughtful things is fundamental to our health. No one is kind 24/7, but these tips will help you sprinkle your generosity into your daily life and support your own well-being in the process. First, start at home. When you wake up, give your partner or kid a hug, if they're open to it, suggests Dr. Harding. Later, send a text to say how grateful you are for them or offer to cook their favorite meal. No other humans at home? Take your dog on longer walks, buy your bunny's favorite treats, or pause to cuddle with your clingy cat. Doing kind things for pets has been shown to boost mood, says Dr. Harding. If you're more of a plant person, give your indoor garden a healthy watering and situate pots in prime spots. We have such an innate need to care for and be cared for that even caring for a plant has been shown to be helpful for health, says Dr. Harding. Next, make eye contact. Instead of being on autopilot when you go out, look up, smile, and say hello to your neighbors. Often people will return that smile, and they may even pass it on to someone else. Plus, studies show that routinely saying hello to up to 6 people increases overall well-being, says Dr. Harding. While you're at it, genuinely thank your bus driver, delivery person, and barista. You can also join a neighborhood group on Facebook or Nextdoor to offer info like restaurant recommendations or the name of an excellent babysitter who is looking for work. Helping both a service provider and people who need that service is a double kindness. Take things even further by picking up litter and sprucing up your lawn. When people make efforts to green their neighborhoods, public health data shows that it reduces violence and lowers rates of depression, Dr. Harding says. It could be as simple as putting flowers in your window or bringing some to a neighbor. And spread the love. Once you're in the swing of this kindness thing, focus on relationships you may take for granted, such as those with coworkers. People are more productive, take fewer sick days, and are happier when they have supportive work environments, says Dr. Harding. Bring baked goods to share. Ask about a colleague's sick parent and offer help if someone is overwhelmed. What about friends we don't speak to often? I started a policy whereby if I'm free and I think of someone, I try to reach out to them, says Dr. Harding. Check in and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're doing well. People often feel so disconnected that when a person like that pops up, they immediately feel relief, knowing that someone cares. Last, consider ways to give back to your community. Research shows that people who volunteer live longer and tend to be happier and more engaged, says Dr. Harding. If you can, help at a soup kitchen or an animal shelter, or share a skill, say crochet or Spanish, by teaching a class at a library. From First for Women, deck the halls on a dime. Americans spend hundreds of dollars on holiday decorations each year. To the rescue, First polled decorating pros on how to make your home merry and bright for less. And they offer, looks like, five different tips. First, add flair with dollar store basics. Garland from the dollar store looks no different on your mantle or banister than the kind you buy at big box stores, but it costs much less. You can also find paint, glitter, sequins, and glass jars there. Use these items for this simple holiday craft project. Pluck acorns, twigs, and leaves from your yard and paint them silver, gold, green, or red, then sprinkle with glitter. They're perfect to hang on your garland, tree, or mantle. Next, give your home a happy holiday scent. When prepping for the holidays, the scent throughout my home is actually at the top of my checklist, says interior designer Charmaine Winter, owner of winterinteriors.com and host of the Instagram talk show Chatting with Charmaine, Instagram Live talk show. She prefers a spritz of a homemade rosemary almond spray, but you can make any scent you wish. The easy recipe: mix 2 tablespoons of witch hazel and about 8 drops of rosemary, cinnamon, pine, or frankincense essential oil in a 4-ounce bottle. Next, fill it with distilled water. 2 or 3 spritzes will freshen up any room for just a few pennies, says Winter. Display Christmas cards in unique ways. To make your house look festive without spending much, turn Christmas cards into holiday decor. Try placing a card in a glass jar so the front of the card is pressing against the glass, and it will look like a snow globe of sorts. Display several together like a collection or spread them around the house. You can also make a Christmas tree by taping the cards on a wall in a tree shape and making a star out of paper. Create a magical setting with festive gift wrap. One way to spend less on holiday decor is to wrap any size box in cute holiday paper and place the wrapped packages all over the house. Poof! Instant decor. You can find a great selection of affordable holiday wrapping paper in the dollar bins at Target, or use leftover paper from last year. And choose double duty decor. Holiday-themed centerpieces can cost $50 or more, but adding a little sparkle to your table with votive and taper candles you can buy in bulk adds a glow that will make your whole house look more festive. You can also make groupings of fresh seasonal citrus, apples, and pomegranates with votives between them for a stunning centerpiece, says designer Sarah Cannon of HouseHeroes.com. And as a bonus, you can use the fresh foods in recipes later. From Good Housekeeping, have a pet-safe holiday. Deck your halls carefully. Common decorations can pose not-so-festive risks to furry friends. Hunter Finn, DVM, loves Christmas, but as the caretaker of a menagerie of creatures, including 6 dogs, 2 cats, 3 monkeys, 11 goats, and a horse, and the owner of a Texas animal hospital, he's well aware of dangers the holidays can bring. Here, items to keep a close eye on during your celebrations. Ribbons and tinsel. We see this every year, no matter what, Finn says. These are among the most serious holiday hazards. Pets can swallow ribbon or tinsel, which may get tangled in their digestive systems or wrapped around their tongues. The obstruction may be life-threatening, and removal might require expensive surgery. Never decorate with tinsel if you have pets, and clean up wrapping materials immediately after opening gifts to be sure none will be swallowed. Ornaments. Curious cats love to swat at and chew on Christmas ornaments, behavior Finn sees at home from his cats, Benji and Gaines. He decorates only with lightweight plastic ornaments that are too big to fit in his cat's jaws and are not hard enough to shatter into small pieces if they do break. Limit placement of ornaments to upper branches so they'll be less tempting to cats. Candles and lights. Leaving a lit menorah or Christmas candle unattended can pose a risk to your pets and your home. Cats especially will touch open flames with their paws, and dogs can knock over a candle or singe a fluffy tail. Keep candles out of reach of pets and in view at all times. The electric versions left dangers too. Cats love to chew on wires, so plug lights into difficult-to-reach outlets to avoid a nasty shock. And holiday snacks. Food scraps might seem like a treat for pets, but fatty or heavily seasoned items can create serious stomach upset, and swallowed bones can cause bowel obstructions. To cook a treat for your pet, stick to unseasoned lean meat like chicken breast or turkey. Take the trash out right after the meal so pets can't sneak scraps. Watch out for chocolate, which is harmful to both cats and dogs. Cats are less likely to seek it out, but the shiny foil on chocolate coins has cat written all over it, says Finn, which may lead felines to nibble at the candy. And also remember that Christmas plants, such as poinsettias and Christmas cactus or whatever, no go as far as animals go. They're poisonous, so you can't have those in your house. From Woman's Day, some suggested Advent calendars for you. They offer three. For the collector, Funko Pocket Pop Advent calendars deliver collectible fun. Each set has 24 minifigures from favorite fandoms, from Disney to the NFL. These start at $35 at Funko.com, F-U-N-K-O. For the chocolate lover, unwrap 25 handcrafted Delizia truffles inspired by regional flavors from Appalachian molasses cookies to California citrus and New England cranberry chutney. This one's pricey, $86 at Delizia.com, D-E-L-Y-S-I-A.com. And for beauty girls, the Squishmallows x Tony Moly Skincare Advent Calendar is a 7-day celebration of K-beauty, including items like a headband and a lip gloss keychain. $25 at TonyMoly.us, TonyMoly.us. And I will mention, too, that Aldi and Lidl grocery stores have quite the selection of advent calendars every year nowadays. Everything from wines and beers to candies and things for kids. Lots of options. So don't neglect those choices as well. Okay, we'll switch over to food from Good Housekeeping. Snack time. We've got a recipe for spicy ranch saltine crackers. 10 minutes active time. Total time is 40 plus chilling, and this makes 160 saltine crackers. Here's what we need. 1.5 cups of olive oil, 1/4 cup ranch seasoning, 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1 tablespoon sugar, 4 sleeves of saltine crackers, which is 18 ounces worth. In a 2-cup liquid measuring cup, whisk together the oil, ranch seasoning, cayenne, smoked paprika, and the sugar. Divide the spice mixture and the saltines between 2 large resealable plastic bags. Shake to distribute the seasoning evenly. Refrigerate at least 2 hours and up to overnight. Then heat the oven to 250. That's 250. We almost never use that degree. Line 2 rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper and arrange the crackers on top. Bake until lightly golden and warm, 15 to 20 minutes. Saltines can then be stored in airtight container for up to 2 weeks. You can pull them out every time you have a snack attack. From A Woman's World, take a mini vacation at home. Try a spellbinding sip based on butterbeer at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter while marveling at Disney's Halloween-themed fireworks display, which is a little late for that, but that's okay. Fireworks are good anytime. So the drink, Butterscotch Delight. We need 4 liters of cream soda, a half teaspoon butterscotch extract, a half teaspoon butter extract, 1 cup of heavy cream, half cup of butterscotch topping, and a quarter cup of powdered sugar. Mix the first 3 ingredients in a pitcher, that's the cream soda, the butterscotch extract, and the butter extract. Chill. Whip the heavy cream with an electric mixer till stiff peaks form. Fold in the butterscotch topping and the sugar. Pour soda into 2 mugs. They must be pretty big. And top with cream. And then Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular. Enjoy the seasonal fireworks extravaganza starring all your favorite Disney characters. Simply search for Disney's Not-So-Spooky Spectacular 2025 on YouTube. From Woman's World, Veggie Rice Pilaf. This does not have any meat or protein in it, but you can make it a main dish by topping each serving with a fried egg. So here it is without the egg, just the regular recipe. 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 onions finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 8 ounces frozen veggie crumbles, 1 tablespoon curry powder, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes, 1 cup baby peas, 1 8.5-ounce package ready-to-heat brown basmati rice, 1/4 cup cilantro leaves, and 1/4 cup toasted pine nuts. I'm sorry, I kind of lost my mind with the 8 ounces of frozen veggie crumbles. I'm not sure what that is, and hopefully you know, because I would be lost. Add oil to a large skillet over medium heat. Cook onion, stirring for 5 minutes. Add garlic. Cook, stirring 1 minute or until fragrant. Increase heat to medium-high. Add the veggie crumbles. Cook, stirring constantly to break up lumps until browned. Reduce heat to medium-low. Add curry and cinnamon. Cook, stirring for 2 minutes until fragrant. Stir in tomatoes. Cook until mixture is well combined. Add the peas. Cook, stirring 2 minutes. Stir in rice and 1/4 cup water. Cook for 2 minutes. Top with cilantro leaves and pine nuts. Now, this said active time was 20 minutes. Total time was 40, and it made 4 servings. From First for Women, peppermint candy cane cookies. These are pretty. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time is 2 hours, and this makes 32. Crushed candy creates the topping on these crisp bites that come together with just 5 ingredients. We need 1 16.5-ounce package of refrigerated sugar cookie dough at room temperature, 1 1/3 cups all-purpose flour, 4 ounces of cream cheese, again at room temperature, 1/2 teaspoon peppermint extract, and 6 candy canes, crushed. Heat oven to 350. Line baking sheets with parchment paper. Knead together the dough, flour, cream cheese, and the extract. Between 2 sheets of wax paper, roll out the dough to a scant 1/4 inch thick. Freeze for 10 minutes. Using a 4-inch candy cane cookie cutter, cut out shapes, re-rolling scraps as needed until you've used up all the dough. Place them 2 inches apart on baking sheets. Dividing evenly, gently press on crushed candy. Bake until golden along the edges, 8 to 10 minutes. Let cool on baking sheets another 10 minutes. Transfer from baking sheets to cooling racks and let cool completely. Those really don't sound very hard, do they? From Woman's Day, gingerbread pear loaf, 20 minutes active time, 1 hour 20 minutes plus cooling time is your total, and this makes 12 servings. We need non-stick cooking spray, 1.5 cups all-purpose flour, 1.5 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 3/4 teaspoon ground ginger, 3/4 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon plus 1/8 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 cup molasses, 1/2 cup buttermilk, 6 tablespoons, which is 3/4 of a stick, of unsalted butter at room temperature, 1/3 of a cup packed dark brown sugar, 2 large eggs, 1.5 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1/2 of a firm but ripe Bartlett pear, peeled, cored, and chopped. Heat oven to 325. Lightly grease an 8x4-inch loaf pan and line with parchment paper, leaving overhang on two sides. In a bowl, whisk together flour, cinnamon, ginger, baking powder, baking soda, cloves, and salt. In separate bowl, combine molasses and buttermilk. Using electric mixer, beat butter and brown sugar on medium-high until light and fluffy, 2 to 3 minutes. Reduce speed to medium and beat in eggs and vanilla. Reduce speed to low and beat in flour mixture and molasses mixture alternately, starting and ending with the flour mixture until just incorporated. Then fold in pear and transfer to prepared pan. Bake until a wooden toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, 40 to 50 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack to cool completely. And a little moment for us. Your happiness absolutely counts. Too often, our own well-being is at the bottom of our to-do list. But it's not selfish to take good care of you, too. In fact, it's 100% essential to seek out joy. Give yourself a reason to smile every day, and you'll feel so much better. And this is something to remember for holiday season. Stress is temporary. Sure, tension can feel like it's moved in for good, but it's never more than an unwelcome guest, and you're actually in charge of how long it stays. The secret to sending stress on its way? Depriving it of the attention it craves. Your hopes and dreams are so much more worthy of your energy. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazines is also available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. Our all-purpose number, that one is, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to catch you next time.